What's up, fellas? So I had a loyal patient supporter that wanted to know, can you raise a woman's interest talking on the phone? Now, this seemed like a simple little question, but it's a lot of layers to this shit. So first off, yes, guys, you can raise a woman's interest talking on the phone. Guys, for a fact, just to put this out there, the only way you get a woman to fall in love is with this right here. See this? See these motherfuckers right here? See that tongue? All right, you see that tongue? You see these teeth? That's the only way you get a woman to fall in love. Everything else is just for attraction. Everything else, your body, it's just for attraction. Your finances, it's just for attraction. That means, yes, you being ripped up and shit, or you being a good looking dude to her, because looks are subjective, to her, that will attract a woman. She'll say, oh, he's cute. This is the only thing that gets a woman to fall in love with you. This is it. Any other reason why a woman is with you is simply, if a woman's with you for your money, it's simply because she views you as a beta male provider. That's it. I hate to break the news to you. All right, guys, this is it. What you say out your fucking mouth. Everything else is just attraction. Now, with that being said, this was all that we had when I was young, was to talk on the phone. That's all we had. That's what we did. We talked on the phone. It was common practice to talk to a woman on the phone for 30 minutes to an hour, sometimes longer than that, talking on the phone. I'm talking about when I was real young. All right, when I was like a teenager and shit like that. Even in my early 20s to a certain extent. That's what we did. We talked on the phone. And this is how you got a woman to fall in love. All right, guys. And so, yes, you can get a woman to fall in love with you or raise her interest talking on the phone. But we live in a different age today, as we all know. Now, if you talk too much to a woman on the phone, she gets bored because you're too available. Guys, we didn't have this issue when I was young of women getting bored because you was too available and shit like this. I never remember when I was young coming up talking to women on the phone and they getting bored. And this shit just started happening like during somewhere like the mid-20s or some shit like that. Yeah, women would lose interest, but it wasn't because I was too available. They would lose interest because maybe I wasn't, you know, their cup of tea as far as personality-wise. Or maybe I was didn't stand up to them enough. Whatever the case, y'all guys know why shit run its course. Goddamn, I don't got to break down every scenario of a girl losing interest in me. Goddamn, shit ran its fucking course. All right, goddamn. All right, so, but now, thanks to social media, women lose interest because you are too fucking available. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? So, guys, basically what this is, and what you guys have to deal with is, y'all knows how sometimes y'all guys can't find that on TV. Y'all realize that? Y'all ever understand? Now, when I was younger, guys, we had four channels and five if you wanted to count PBS. We had CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. Those were the four channels we had. And we always found something good on TV. Do y'all understand that? It was always something good. You want to know why it was something always good on TV? We didn't have a large variety. So we would put it on a fucking channel and we would stick with the fucking show until it got fucking good because we didn't have all these fucking options. Do y'all got? So we don't need a flipping through no fucking channels. Flip through what? You got four fucking channels. PBS, if you want to say PBS, you had five. That's what you had. And PBS would be over there with fucking Big Bird. So if your ass want to watch Big Bird, then you watch fucking Big Bird. But for the adults, that's what we had. And so if we found a movie or something, we had to stick with the fucking movie. Now what you do with all these options, can't find shit. You got every fucking premium channel. You got Netflix. You got fucking Hulu. You got Amazon Prime. And yet you can't find shit on TV. Why? You flip it on a show for 20 fucking seconds. If it ain't nobody got their fucking head blown off in 20 fucking seconds, you're changing the fucking channel. Short attention span. That what options give you. That's what women have now. That's what Facebook, dating apps, Instagram has given women now. Short attention span. When you got 500 fucking channels, if a movie ain't just jumping in the first 30 seconds, you don't even try to see what the fuck is about. You're flipping through the fucking channels. So many fucking options. All right, guys. So, yes. So, that is what you guys... Well, me too. I'm dating too. I don't say you guys like I'm fucking married and settled down. I'm dealing with this shit too. So, here's the thing. Talking on the phone is fine. As we do everything, guys, we take shit to the extreme. Now, until you fuck, keep that shit to a premium. She ain't earned no fucking phone conversation on the phone other than the first fucking 5 minutes to set the fucking date or some shit like that. After you done fuck, she done earned a little air time. All right, so you can reward the bitch with a fucking phone conversation once a week. Maybe 20, 25 minutes. Make sure you set the date on it, on that phone conversation, because we ain't finna be talking on the phone every fucking day. I didn't create the rules. This is the way things is. Unfortunately now, if you're too fucking available, women lose interest. Goddamn, if one ear look like it's 1 centimeter bigger than the other, women lose interest. If this eyebrow look like it got a little bit more hair than this eyebrow, they lose interest. This is what options does. All right, if one shoe screen look like it's a little longer than the other shoe screen, she lose interest. All right, guys, this one, no such thing as being too available, guys. When I was growing up, we had one chick, you talk to her on the phone every night till you go to bed, and that's what you did. So now let me set the rules for talking on the phone. All right. If it's long distance or some shit like that, once a week, 20, 30 minute conversation, keep it at that, get off the fucking phone, make sure you try to set a date. If it's long distance enough to where y'all can't see each other that often and you can't set the date, then, you know, you just talk to her next week. Y'all can maybe text in between then, but you don't want to be talking on the phone. And this goes deeper than just... you don't want the woman to lose attraction because you're too available. All right, this goes to the thing that you should be too busy any fucking way, guys. Honestly, all right, honestly. Second, if you're not talking to her on the phone, even if it's long distance, this makes her have to try to work some shit out so y'all can see each other. See, if you just gonna talk to her on the fucking phone, then she don't have to try to move mountains and hills to come see you, all right? And on top of that, guys, you won't know if she really enjoys spending time with you or she just loves the free attention you giving her. Do y'all guys understand that? Now, with me, if it's a girl that's close proximity, I kid you guys no lie. When I stayed in Brooklyn, it was this girl trying to use me for attention. The bitch, I met her getting off the train. She stayed round the fucking street. I'm not making this shit up. And when I say round the street, I don't mean 4 blocks. No. If I live on this street, if you go up this street and turn right there, she stay on that street. The bitch, you can walk to the bitch house in 2 minutes. She called me about 4 or 5 different occasions, trying to talk on the phone. And I'm like, why don't you just walk around here and, you know, see me? I'm doing laundry, this, that, and all. I said, well, when you get through doing laundry, come, you know, hit me up and you come around here and see me. Never saw her. Prime example of what I'm talking about. Stay right around the fucking street, but yet she couldn't make time to come. And so this is what I'm saying when y'all guys talk to these women. Make sure that you already fucking her if you're going to talk to her on the phone. Up till you done fucked. Set the date, get the fuck off the phone. Once you fucking her, one conversation a week, 20, 30 minutes, you know, with a girl that's in your rotation. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't even do that. I don't even do that. But I do understand that I do have young guys over here that, you know, you're talking to girls in school and this is what you do. I get it. All right, I get it. I know everybody who over here ain't fucking 40 years old. I know I got 17, 18, 19-year-old young guys over here. All right, well, you might live with your parents and shit, and a girl coming over every night ain't a fucking option. So, well, you have to talk on the fucking phone. I get that. But make sure you just keep it to once a fucking week, guys. All right, we as men, we have to start valuing our attention. Women want to use it for free. All right, let me put it to y'all guys like this. Do y'all value the girl that give y'all ass for free? You don't got to do shit. I don't value women like that. I appreciate it. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I love it. But I don't value them. I don't value them. I don't got to do shit. I don't even got to spend time with them. I don't value them at all because I feel like they don't value themselves. I'm just being fucking honest with you. I appreciate it. I want y'all to get the opinion that I don't appreciate it. I keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. It's like, doing a good job. Oh, I appreciate it. I don't want y'all to, let's not get down and stew it. And women appreciate you when you tricking on them and taking them on dates and they ain't got a fucking shit like this, or you fucking sitting there talking to them on the phone, or they hanging with you. Let's get this straight too. A woman, it ain't got to be just talking on the phone. She could be in your fucking living room and y'all talking and she ain't gave up that ass. That's just as bad. All right, guys, that's just as bad. Don't let women use you like that. All right, women will use you to talk on the phone. Women will use you when they with you for free attention. But goddamn 8 dates and we ain't fuck yet. What the hell you call that? That's just as bad, guys. That's why I tell you to cut these women off after 3 days if you ain't got no ass. She just using you for attention. All right, probably passing time to the dude she, you know, probably on a break with a boyfriend or some shit, and you just keeping her mind off of him. Fuck that bullshit. All right, guys, so that's the rules to talking on the phone. But yes, guys, this is the only thing that gets a woman, that raises a woman's interest. All that other shit, that's just for attraction. If you think I'm lying, how many times have you guys met women that was about to piss in their pants with attraction when they saw you, and then 3 weeks later they flaking on a date? What the hell you think happened? Did you gain weight? In 3 weeks you got fat. In 3 weeks you lost attraction. What happened in those 3 weeks? What you was saying out your mouth wasn't hitting on about shit. And when I say saying out your mouth, checking her in a smooth, seductive frame, all that counts as what you saying out your fucking mouth. What you, all that shit passing shit test, all that, what they got, it come out your ears, it come out your fucking mouth. This is the only thing that raises a woman's interest. Everything else is just for attraction, guys. All right, I'll get back with you guys later.